I don't think we're necessarily reluctant anymore. I mean, there were various reasons in 99 for that referendum not working out. And the main one that's commonly referenced is the fact that the Republican camp was very split between two different models for electing an Australian head of state. So I think for a long time now, in the lead up to 99 and certainly since then, there's been widespread support for a republic. The key now is to come up with a process and ultimately a model that all Australians can get behind, that we're not left divided and that we can all agree not just that we need a republic, but exactly what that particular republic would look like.
So now monarchists argue that a republic in Australia would result in losing the benefits of being part of the Commonwealth. How would changing to a republic actually affect our international relations?
Well, in terms of our relationship with the Commonwealth, it wouldn't affect things at all. The Commonwealth is roughly 50 nations, of which the majority have already become republics and formally separated from the United Kingdom. They've all been welcome to stay part of the Commonwealth. They still meet at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting and participate in the Commonwealth Games. So we can quite confidently tell your listeners that nothing would change in that regard. In terms of Australia's broader foreign policy, I think the news is only good. When we're operating on the international stage, I think potential allies and trade partners want to know that they're dealing with a modern nation, not one that still has apron strings to its former colonial master. And so Australia would, of course, be sending a very strong message of independence and modernity in becoming a republic and finally constitutionally separating from our British overlord, if you like.
Now, Tim, in terms of the role of the monarchy, I mean, most Australians would think of themselves already as functionally a republic in terms of, you know, the impact that the crown has on our daily life is not very visible. What power does the Queen actually wield in this country?
By convention, not very much, and she hasn't done, and nor have her predecessors for a long time. And that's exactly our argument, is that this is a largely symbolic change to our constitutional system, but a very important one because we know symbology matters, and that was particularly evident when Tony Abbott reintroduced knights and dames and then, of course, famously gave one to Prince Philip just less than a year ago. So the argument is that when other countries look at us and they see the Queen as our head of state, they presume a level of involvement or deference to the UK that simply doesn't exist. So removing the Queen from the Australian Constitution is some housekeeping, but very important housekeeping at that, bringing our Constitution into line with the prevailing arrangements that already exist and the independence that Australia already demonstrates on the international stage.
So just stressing this, that functionally it wouldn't really upset Australia's politics in any way.
No, we're very confident that we can get this reform done in a constitutionally sound way without in any way risking the stability of our governance. That's very important. Obviously, Australians are rightly proud of the system of governance that served us so well for a long time now. You alluded to this in your introductory remarks, when you've got six premiers, the opposition leader and the prime minister on side, not to mention the chief justice of the High Court, I think we can be very confident that we can make this move that's important to our national identity without undermining the strength of our system of government.
So with all this behind it, how likely do you think that this year will be the year Australia becomes a republic or at least gets, you know, is on the path to doing so?
Look, I think you're on the money with that latter reference. This is the year where we can make some huge strides forward. The reality is this isn't going to be the year where we hold a referendum. Constitutional reform just doesn't operate quite as quickly as we'd like. So the ARM's goals for 2016 are very much to get the Republic back on the radar, back as part of the national conversation. We've already started that process, and ideally by the year's end have a firm time frame and process in place to get us to that referendum, get the Australian people having a say on this important change to our constitution, and hopefully that won't be too far down the track. But unfortunately, I don't think we'll have this done and dusted quite before the year tips over to 2017.